This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 25. God, the patient forgiver. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 18. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." When I was invited to write this month's devotions, I accepted with eager anticipation. But I could not have known that I would soon also face a disruptive series of events that would turn this opportunity into an anxious task. Pressure continued to build as my due date approached and then passed. I struggled to find the motivation to keep writing, and a weight of guilt made things even worse. Throughout this challenging time, however, the staff editor who worked with me remained encouraging, compassionate, prayerful, and forgiving. And perhaps most of all, patience has been the constant thread woven into this experience for me. This experience has reminded me of Jesus' response to Peter when he asked about forgiving others. And it has helped me to see how patient a forgiving person can be, despite our own shortcomings at times. Peter asked Jesus for guidance on how much patience we should give people who push situations past a reasonable limit to endure. And Jesus' answer reminds us of just how patient our Heavenly Father is with us. Though we, in our sin and wrongdoing, have been God's enemies, He sent His own Son to give up His life for us so that we can have new life forever with Him. Pray with me. Patient, forgiving King, how often we fall short, and how quick you are to remind us of your love. Thank you for your patient, full forgiveness. Help us to be patient in forgiving others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.